behalf of the Franciscan Friars, I'd like to wish everyone a very blessed Christmas. Today, we celebrate what on a natural level is always, you know, the most joyous of events, the birth of a baby. You know, there's always great joy when a baby is born. But, you know, the baby born today brings even greater joy. As we heard in the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord proclaims to the ends of the earth that the Savior comes. And so it's not just a matter that a particular couple had a baby and their friends and family rejoiced with them, but rather in this situation, you know, the whole world rejoices because today, as St. Paul makes clear in the second reading, the kindness and the generous love of God have appeared. You know, even prior to that, in the second chapter of St. Paul's letter to Titus, he says that the grace of God has appeared, offering salvation to all men. Now, you know, just ponder those points. The grace of God and the kindness and the generous love of God have appeared. That's what we have in this little baby. St. Paul says to the Philippians that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. So the miracle of what we celebrate today is God who is born as a human baby. You know, this is something which is completely beyond anything that our minds can even begin to grasp. This child on one level is just like any other baby who is born, you know, tiny, innocent, vulnerable, dependent upon his mother. And yet at the same time, you know, this child is like unlike any other who has ever been born. And not only because this child is God, but you know, every single baby who is conceived is conceived by the will of his parents. You know, this child is conceived because he willed it. Obviously, you know, none of us can do such a thing because none of us existed before we began in our mother's womb. When the human nature of Jesus began to live within the womb of his mother, his divine nature had already existed from all eternity. You know, the fact that God would become one of us is the most astounding thing that we can even imagine. Yet, you know, we have to ask the question, why? Perhaps, you know, we can grasp the idea that God wanted to become man in order to save us from our sins. But even so, the question is, you know, why would he become a baby? You know, God created Adam and Eve as adults. He could have done the same thing himself. We know one reason he came as a baby is to teach us, you know, what we are to be. Jesus tells us that we are to be like little children, to have the innocence and the trust and the dependence upon God that a baby has upon his mother. Well, that's what he wants from us. He took on our nature so that we could take on his. This is exactly, you know, what the priest says when he mixes the water and the wine at the offertory. You know, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ as he has humbled himself to share in our humanity. As St. Paul points out in the second reading, you know, it's through baptism that we've become members of Christ and heirs to eternal life. You know, he became one of us so that we literally could become a member of himself to share his life and his nature through sanctifying grace and incorporation into Christ. And so, you know, today we celebrate the nativity of our Lord. As we do so, you know, we need to think very deeply about the joy that comes with the birth of a baby. And we need to think about the peace that is there. You know, Mary, we're told, you know, held all of these things in her heart. She pondered them. You know, just think what a mother does with a baby. You know, she sets the baby on her lap and she just simply gazes at the child, you know, looks deeply into the eyes of the baby if the baby is awake. And even if the baby is asleep, the mother just stares, you know, as if to look beyond, you know, what is physical into the very depths of his being. That's what Jesus asks of us today, to have the kind of joy and the kind of peace that's experienced by a mother in union with her child. You know, the kind of innocence that is present, and to be able to look, you know, beyond what is seen into the depths of the very depths of this child, you know, who looks beyond what is seen in us, you know, to the very depths of our being. And, you know, what is it that we do with a baby? You know, we love the baby. You know, how could you not love a baby? All Jesus wants from us is to come near to him, you know, to ponder him in our hearts and to thank him, you know, for becoming man and redeeming us. This Christmas, you know, let us give Jesus this union that he so much desires, and to ponder all these things in our hearts.